Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse.
It is time for our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini. Join us each Monday this half hour to talk about making your marriage better. And we're glad to have Joe back as well, because he, I think, had the flu last time. Joe, you feeling better?
I'm feeling much better, thank you. Yeah.
Man, Kathleen had that flu too. It's pretty terrible this year, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of really like a ton of bricks hit me.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I'm still recuperating right now, but it's much better than it was last week, obviously.
How would you grade your wife, Cindy, and how well she cared for you in your sickness, Joe?
She was amazing. Yeah, she kept me isolated for about 4 days. I needed a bit light a day for days. And she lights all the room every day. So, it was good. Yeah, no, she did a great job.
Well, we're glad to have both of you back. And Cindy, it sounds like you got a note from somebody with a college-age daughter who's making some spicy decisions in life, huh?
Yes, and this couple has said that this gal has accepted Christ in her life, but she's really not reflecting it right now. Mm-hmm. And they gave us sort of a list of things that she's doing that they don't approve of, but that's really not necessary to the conversation, because really what they want to know is, she says, we've always had a good marriage, but we are making decisions that we don't always agree upon together, and we could use some guidance. So one of the first questions that she asked was, was, how much control can a parent really have once their child is 18 and basically out of the house? And
good question.
As Joe and I talked about this, you know, this really has a lot to do with a control issue. I'm going to let Joe start with this, and then I'll fill in after he talks about it.
Very good. Well, you know that the health of your marriage really sets the pace for the rest of the family, and your family cannot be any healthier than your marriage is. And so I think my overriding concern, and as I read this scenario here, was first, let's get these parents healthy. Let's get this marriage strong. And let's get them agreeing on you know, what needs to be happening. And without really agreeing together regarding this matter or any matter, then you don't want to move forward. And you're not really helping the child. You're not helping the marriage if you continue to move and press forward with not agreeing with one another.
Yeah.
So I think the number one overriding issue in this scenario, as I read it, is to make sure that mom and dad are on the same page, moving the same direction.
That can be so hard, though, in these situations, especially with a child that age. I mean, it could be something as simple as, they're asking for more money because they made a mistake or made a bad decision buying something. And dad says, don't give her any money. And mom says, well, we need to just give it to her, honey. So how do you resolve things like that where there isn't necessarily a quote-unquote right answer?
Well, and you know, some of the things that they were talking about really were that. I think the thing that I would want to emphasize is, you know, as a parent, we only have so much control over our children. It's really easy to have control over them when they're under 18, but when they're really able to be out on their own, I think that it switches really from what we're able to do as a parent in terms of control to really having them make their own decisions and learn by them, even if they make mistakes. And I think that, as a parent, they need to realize that manipulated moments are never going to produce authentic results.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can tell your kid what to do, they can even look you straight in the face and say, I will do it. And they will turn around, possibly, and do their own thing. And so I think there needs to be a change in how they're thinking about this. They want to be able to have the say-so, if you will. And I believe they have the right and the responsibility to have a say-so in their home, especially if they have younger children coming up, too. But what they need to do, I believe, is take a stand and begin to allow that child to make decisions. And really, we should be doing that with our children all along the way. But, you know, there comes a point where sometimes they just say, hey, you know what? I don't buy what you're telling me anymore. And so as hard as that is, I think that's when a parent has to say, well, maybe it's time for you to get a job and go live on your own and see kind of like what the real life is like without mom and dad and their influence.
Yeah, so it sounds like that relationship ought to begin to change when the child reaches that age. But, you know, you got someone listening, I'm sure, who's like, but look, I'm paying for college and they're messing around. So, I mean, what can you paint a picture for what this relationship ought to look like? I mean, you can't boss around your like 19-year-old or 20-year-old necessarily like you used to. Mm-hmm. So is this mm-hmm. more of a – are you giving requests? Are you setting boundaries and house rules? What are you doing?
Well, that's a great question. I think, you know, first of all, as you said and as I said earlier, we need to have this as they're growing up. You know, when they're 12, they have certain responsibilities. When they're 15, when they're 16, and they're driving. And then you have those ground rules where you say, if you don't do this, you know, if you're doing certain things, you're speeding and you're getting tickets, well, maybe they don't get the car anymore. And I guess you take that really through 18 and maybe through 22 as they're in college. But I really feel like if the parents are paying for college and their kids are doing things that they don't approve of and they've talked about this and say, hey, you know, as long as you keep up good grades and you're not drinking and you're not this, whatever their rules are, because everyone's going to have different rules, and the kid's not going to abide by it, then I think they stop paying for college.
Yeah.
You know, these are privileges that children, they're not just given to them just because. There are things that parents have worked very hard for, and it's a privilege for a child to get to go to school. And that was some of the things that we, you know, shared with our kids, that, you know, going to school is important. As long as you have good grades, as long as you do these certain things, we'll continue to pay for it. But if not, then you'll have to be on your own, you know, because if they know that much, then they should just be on their own.
Yeah.
What's your advice for the daughter in this case? Because, you know, that's a difficult time as someone's learning to be an adult, too. I mean, your parents are giving you rules you don't like, but you know you're in that middle ground between childhood and adulthood. So what's your advice for the daughter?
Well, again, I think, you know, not knowing the history of this family makes it kind of difficult for us. But I think, as we already said, the pattern was set a long time ago before she turned 18. And so, how they treated her when she was 12 and 10 or whatever is really going to be a major factor in this one. But I think the daughter needs to understand that mom and dad still kind of are the boss. And she may be 18 and she may be legally an adult, but mom and dad still set the pace in that house. It's their home, and she needs to be obedient to that. And there is consequences when you are not following, if you will, guidelines that mom and dad have set forth for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there isn't a plan B, if you will, on this one. Mom and dad, you have to come to an agreement as to what the rules should be, and the child needs to kind of step in line with that. And there cannot be any compromise on that.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to set your foot down on that and just kind of have to agree. And that's where mom and dad, again, have to agree together ahead of time. They need to have conversations ahead of time before having a conversation with the daughter to make sure that they're on the same page. Because if that daughter sniffs a little bit, they're a little bit divided on this one, you know, they're dead. I mean, mm-hmm. she'll just pick that apart.
Yeah.
So she has to realize that she cannot separate or divide mom and dad on these issues.
Yeah. Well, it's 7:22. We're almost out of time. Any final thoughts for us as we say goodbye this week?
Well, I guess one quick thought is that, you know, as a family, we should not be doing things that would want to frustrate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't mean that we always have to comply to every single thing. I think there's times where discussion is really important. But just to remember that within the family, there is, if you will, there are parents who are in charge and children who are there under their leadership and their guidance. And most parents, not all parents, but most parents do wish the best for their children. And I'd like to hope that this daughter would like to see that from her parents. And she may make some decisions that aren't right, but she'll learn from them. We've all done that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just in closing, as this question was asked of me, it was very interesting that I'm reading a book by Dr. Tim Kimmel. I'm going to recommend a couple of books here real quickly. And the book I was reading was The High Cost of High Control. And it was so interesting because as they asked their question, I was reading through this book about different kinds of control, passive control, aggressive control, passive aggressive control. And he just breaks everything down so well. So I recommended this book to them and said, read this book before you move on, you know, further with your child. And another book that he wrote is called Grace-Based Parenting, as well as Why Christian Kids Rebel. I think those would be great books for this couple, but probably for a lot of people who are listening too. And if they want to get in touch with us, the Facebook page is My Marriage Matters. Those of you who might want to go to the Cleveland or Akron Family Life Weekend to Remember, there'll be some perks there and how to get there for a lot less. So go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook.
Great.
Well, we always appreciate you, Joe and Cindy Farini. We look forward to having you back same time next week, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you
so much.
Have a good day.